Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming to the program author Lorena Bashir, and she is the author of From Bliss to This. Before I bring in today's guest, a quick reminder that selected interviews are available at our website, as well as on major platforms like Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and many more. Lorena, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
I am a divorced woman. I am 74, and I've made a lot of mistakes in my life in choosing men, but I survived.
So tell us about your book.
Well, I call this book, From Bliss to This, my book of redemption. It will stir every emotion from innocence to evil. It's a story about my love and marriage to a Muslim man, mixed with lies, betrayal, pain, fear, and my determination to save myself after my husband deceived me. He entered into a bigamous marriage. We got divorced, but he refused to leave like he was supposed to. And if I had taken him back to court, things would have gotten worse. So I had to accept everything and make the best of it because it was financially impossible to sell the house. I'd be homeless. When he finally arranged a visa for his wife in Pakistan, she came to live in my house with her husband and me, his reluctant and cooperative ex-wife. It's hard to believe this is real. I really have a hard time believing it most of the time. Who would want to miss reading this book?
Now, who did you write your book for specifically? Who's your target audience here?
I wrote my book for men and women 18 years and over, looking for lasting relationships and wanting information about all kinds of abuse. This book has physical abuse, emotional abuse, financial abuse. It's great for people who are just searching for any answers about what they can do and what they can feel hope for. I worked very hard to survive through all of these things. And I think people would be very interested in understanding their lives through the stories of others.
So could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you would say runs throughout your book?
I think the central message of this book is first a cautionary tale for women who love with their hearts and their ears, but they should be loving with their brains as well. Because a man who says the right thing is not always the right man. It's a message for people who want a successful partnership and relationship. That is to spend more time asking themselves if they're blocking their instincts by their emotions, and are they making a good choice or sitting in the eye of a storm?
So if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
Love doesn't mean you give yourself away. Relationships are not only about who someone is to you, but who are you to them? I think it's important for men and women to recognize that in their relationships or in any partnership.
So if you were asked to compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
A nonfiction book that caught my eye like deja vu. It's called Red Flags, How to Know When You're Dating a Loser. It's a self-help book. Of course I'd be attracted to it. It's necessary information. People have said that my nonfiction book is just like a self-help book or a helpful guide. One person told me it reads like an unbelievable novel, though.
So what was your inspiration to write this book?
Bought notebooks, and I journaled every single day while I was staying in Pakistan. We stayed for several weeks, and once I was there for 3 months, I went back to Pakistan 6 years, 3 times. I was fascinated and enlightened by everything I learned about the culture, and I'm adventurous, so I was always excited to be out in public. There was so much to see. My journals eventually became the inspiration for the book, but that was 24 years after I wrote them.
So why did you decide to sit down and actually begin to write a book?
Well, I moved to a new town after my final separation. I was really sad about everything. I felt isolated. I was so bored. So I forgot about retirement and started looking for a job. And when I came across my old handwritten journals in a box, I decided to put them in my laptop just for something to keep me busy until I started working. We were married for a year before we even went to Pakistan for the first time. So I continued writing about how we met and got together, and then I continued with my first journal. I was going to end it with my last one, but I couldn't stop writing. There was so much turbulence inside me that the memories poured through my fingers like liquid. It was really redeeming, and when I got my first copy, I cried for 20 minutes. Then I read it straight through and put it away, and I haven't opened it in 4 months.
Now, this relationship, do you think that your husband had this plan from the start?
I didn't think so in the beginning, but as things started to unfold, yes, I thought back to some memories that I had while I was writing the book about things that he had said to me. And like I said, my memories just kept coming and coming and coming as I was writing. And I remembered a time when we were sitting together and he asked me a certain question. He said something about, I need to ask something from you, but I'm afraid to right now. And that made me think that maybe the question was, will you marry me and keep me here and let me get a wife so that I can bring my family here? And some of the things that he said in the beginning just went over my head. I didn't pay enough attention and do enough questioning about what he was really looking for.
So are you saying that he was married before?
No, he married her 4 years after he married me in Pakistan. She was his first cousin.
The whole story seems unbelievable.
Exactly.
What was your thinking? Why did you decide to allow this and go along with it?
I was trapped in my house. I had owned my house since he was young, and because I'm older than him, and after we got married and everything was going so well for so long, it was 12 years and I was so happy. And then I decided that I would tear my house down and rebuild it. And that money that I rebuilt it with was my equity. And he talked me into signing him on my deed. So I was financially stuck because now the house was fully mortgaged. And as soon as he signed on the deed, he waited only weeks and said that he was going to go to Pakistan and get his wife.
So in regards to the book itself, I mean, you're talking about living in two countries. Did you have to do any research or anything like that for the book?
I learned an awful lot and I asked 1,000 questions when I was there. So I felt like I knew pretty much all I needed to know about their culture. But I did do some research when I was writing. I wanted to make sure for accuracy that the things that I learned and I thought might actually be the truth about the religion and the culture and places that I went. So it was more of a fact-checking research.
So what do you feel makes your book relevant today?
What is relevant today? How about there are more divorces than marriages and more cultural marriages than ever? Not all foreigners are alike, but I think people need to know that mixed culture marriages come with their own built-in challenges before they rush into them. I think that's very current to today.
Have you had any feedback yet from readers?
Oh, yes. I have great reviews. 99% of them on Amazon have 5 stars. People said it's a chilling narrative of deceit, danger, and resilience. It's inspiring and captivating, and many lessons can be taken from this story. Several people said they read the book in one sitting because they couldn't put it down. But the most validating review of my writing came through a book club. The plot is well developed, capturing the essence of Lorena's life, marriage, and experiences in Pakistan. The book stands out for its storytelling. The editing is commendable with no grammatical or spelling mistakes. This book is a standout biography that narrates Lorena's journey, offering twists and turns that make it a compelling read. That review made me cry.
So what's been your most rewarding experience since publishing your book?
Well, I think the most rewarding thing is when people tell me how they feel inside when they read my book. I feel very supported knowing that they really understood my pain. I had no idea that those words would mean so much to me. I was writing and wanted my sentences to be thought-provoking and mean something so that nobody would want to miss a word.
So did your environment or upbringing perhaps play any major role in your writing?
I've been writing since I was in high school. I wrote a lot of poetry and stories. As a matter of fact, on my website, I have a short story that I wrote that people can read. It's also influenced from several people in my family. They are all great writers. My mother was a writer. My sister is a great writer. My younger sister took courses in writing, and even my grandchildren have received excellent grades for writing in college.
So how would you describe your writing style?
Well, I think I'm more journalistic. I like to get to the point, but I'm descriptive enough so that people can understand exactly how I feel. And people are feeling the same way when they read, so I'm told.
Now, most authors have a very specific reason for writing a particular book. What was the reason behind writing this book?
I needed to remove the stress from reliving my past and begin a new life. Writing this book was so emotional, especially during the time when I found out about the bigamy. So I started to write, and it was just, well, I stopped many times because I couldn't see through my tears. When my book was the way I wanted it, I knew I would be okay. I didn't expect that these months of typing would be so therapeutic, and I liked feeling better every day after that.
So what part of your book would you say you personally like best?
From Bliss to This is about happiness as well as heartbreak. There were special people in my life that I will always love who brought me so much joy during those years. I enjoyed writing about them, and the best parts were when I could remember those treasured moments when I was together with those young people.
So in your opinion, who should buy your book?
Besides being a great lesson with critical insight into emotional abuse and manipulation, I think this book is very important for women who are in abusive situations. And I think that it's also very important for men to understand how they hurt women, and any woman that is looking for a lasting partner should know what not to do.
Do you have a website?
I do. My website is an author website. It's at lorenabashir.com. I have a blog there. I post articles that I write that come from my experience with emotional and financial abuse or learning to choose a better partner in life. And there are also links to resources to other types of abuse and many help sites, including hotlines for abuse.
And could you spell your name for us, please?
LorenaBashir.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Lorena Bashir, and she's the author of From Bliss to This. Lorena, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Don.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Go out there, buy the book today, and please share this interview with your friends so that they too have the opportunity to discover our guests and their work. The Author Show can be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. And whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books to read, The Author Show is a great place to start. Check us daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.